Hey, it's Real Talk with your boy Matt.
Diddy.
Noah.
And today we're talking about police brutality. Police brutality has led to police killing more people in days than other police officers do in other countries in years. In the first 24 days of 2015, police officers in the U.S. fatally shot more people than police did in England. According to The Guardian's special project to track every police killing this year, data collected by the U.S. adversary group Inquest, there has been 55 fatal police shootings in the U.S. I feel like most policemen in the U.S. are careless with guns. Another article states that cops are getting out of hand and are killing innocent people.
Policemen are killing innocent teens with no criminal records. One of those teens were a 12-year-old boy named Tamara Rice.
Tamara Rice was gunned down by a police officer on November 22, 2014. Tamara was supposedly carrying an airsoft gun with no orange tip, which I find kind of dumb. When the officer arrived, he claimed that Tamara had a real gun. All these police brutality killings are unjustified, so solutions could be.
Policemen or police recruits spend 7 times as many hours training to shoot than they do training to de-escalate situations. Policemen shouldn't focus more on shooting than de-escalate situations. Police officers should have body cams that roll 24/7 and that can be tracked by main HQ. Police recruits should have 7 times as much training to de-escalate situations. Police officers should learn to not judge a book by its cover.
All lives matter, and police shouldn't judge a person by their skin tone.
Blue Lives Matter is a counter movement in the United States, Los Angeles. Police officers took a part in the Blue Lives Matter rally in Hollywood. Those who prosecuted and convicted of killing law enforcement officers to show support for the department at time when the ambush of killing of police officers.
All lives will matter, even if you're a different race or ethnicity. Police brutality has become a major problem in society now, and we resist due to our love for the people that lost their lives to police brutality.